Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, every September, the last week of our seminar, I'm so shocked to look out the window and see it dark. So we see the seasons just passing before us as we enter into fall. And we just thank you that we live in an area that we have seasons, and we can see your beauty, your might, your strength displayed in nature, Lord. And we thank you for that. And I thank you too, Lord, for every woman that's here tonight and those that are listening. I ask you, Lord, that you would make the message clear through me and give everyone ears to hear and attention. Let's put aside the day's activities and the activities for tomorrow and be concentrating on what you have to say to us tonight. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to finish up our 1 Peter 3:1 scripture. In the same way, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, so that even if any of them are disobedient to the word, they may be won without a word by the behavior of their wives, as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. Your adornment must not be merely external, braiding the hair and wearing gold jewelry or putting on dresses, but let it be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable quality of a gentle and quiet spirit, which is precious in the sight of God. For in this way, in former times, the holy women also, who hoped in God, used to adorn themselves, being submissive to their own husbands, just as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. And you have become her children, if you do what is right without being frightened by any fear. We're going to focus on, in the first verse, that they observe your husband. You win them by submission as they observe your chaste and respectful behavior. So the winning of our husbands doesn't depend on them, but on our behavior. We're the ones with power. We're the super women of power, and we have the power to win. Not only our husbands, but friends, family, associates. We have unbelievable power when the Holy Spirit is unleashed through us. And our husbands, particularly because they're the closest to us, they're observing us all the time. And they're familiar with you. They know how you are. But when Christ has a hold of you, they should be observing something they've never seen before. And the first thing we're looking at here is respectful behavior. The word respect comes from the Greek word phobia, which means fear. And most of the times when it appears in the scriptures, it isn't translated respect. It is actually translated fear. So I'm calling it fearful respect. When they observe your fearful respect for them. And what that is, we have a fear of displeasing authority. And remember who this scripture is telling us to be respectful.